Dreamscape Lore presents Switching Tracks, Out of the Trash, written by Lena Gibson, read for you by Rusty Muha and Angelina Rocca. Chapter 1. Elsa. SoCal. 2195. Garbage heaps are treasure troves if you have the eye to recognize true value. Elsa's great-grandmother had been telling her that since she was knee-high to a cockroach. They scavenged to survive. That's why Elsa had worked with painstaking care to fashion the new tunnel into the mountain of compacted refuse, where she'd reached the correct depth to hit late 20th and early 21st century trash. This was where the pay dirt was located, but scavenging was never a sure thing. She braced and supported her excavation so she wouldn't be trapped in an avalanche of filth. Her heart rate quickened in anticipation. What would she find today? While Elsa worked the tunnel, her great-grandmother, Granny Lee, guarded the entrance of their licensed recovery sector within the largest landfill in SoCal, referred to as the Heap. Interlopers and thieves often interfered with the sites, so Granny carried a loaded shotgun, which she wasn't shy about using. They'd worked this shaft for days, and the current tunnel should be worth excavating for another week. Though it was always a gamble, and Elsa had been disappointed before. Old newspapers that had been buried and never exposed to the elements were interesting, and still legible at times, but Green Corps only paid plastic tokens for pots and pans, solid plastic, and metal objects. Some metals rusted, their coating worn away or pitted and corroded, but stainless steel was like solid gold. Not that she'd ever found much precious metal, except what could be recovered in minute quantities from extinct electronics. Hard to believe that her finds had been considered junk a couple of centuries ago. People today couldn't be so wasteful. After almost 200 years in this landfill, most things still intact had value as scavenger currency. Her most valuable find had been a jar of assorted coin from before 2008. That had fed them for over a year. A set of chipped cookware might yield a week's food and water for herself and Granny. Elsa advanced her crossbrace, moved her battered lantern forward, and dug with a trowel to separate one layer of garbage from another. She stacked treasures, old clothes and shoes, and items that might have value at resale to Green Corps. Some were worth keeping for personal use. She reached an area with rocks and dirt, backfill, that separated it from the level below. Filling her bucket, she hauled it partway up the tunnel before attaching it to the pulley and rope system with a tug. Granny yanked it outside.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?